This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Ukrainian anti-aircraft units engaged attacking drones for the third consecutive night in and around Kyiv on Thursday, triggering fires and falling debris in several districts and killing at least one person. With explosions resounding in the capital and other regional centers more than 500 days into Russia's invasion, military officials said Ukrainian forces were making progress with their counteroffensive on the front lines in the east and south. These included gains near the shattered city of Bakhmut, captured by Russian forces in May after months of battles. U.S. President Joe Biden capped what he described as a historic NATO summit with optimistic resolve for Ukraine and a stern warning for Moscow. Biden says Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot seem to understand that NATO stands behind a united Ukraine.
Putin still doubts our staying power. He's still making a bad bet.
The two-day meeting in Lithuania's capital saw renewed support for Ukraine to join the alliance, but stopped short of a specific timeline. UN spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric said UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres sent a letter to Russian President Vladimir Putin outlining a proposal to keep the Black Sea grain deal moving forward ahead of a Monday deadline for its expiration.
The objective is to remove hurdles affecting financial transactions through the Russian Agricultural Bank.
The Russian bank was cut off from the international SWIFT banking system by the European Union over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. You can also follow the Voice of America on social media platforms for pictures and videos. This is VOA News. Russia on Wednesday claimed that the mercenary Wagner Group was completing the handover of heavy weapons to the Russian military. Defense Ministry spokesperson Igor Konashenkov said that the fighters had handed over hundreds of tanks, howitzers, and other weapons. Peru extended a state of emergency for another 30 days along the country's main roadways, including a key mining corridor, as a new round of protests is expected to kick off next week. Protests gripped Peru late last year after former President Pedro Castillo was ousted and detained when he illegally attempted to dissolve the Congress. He remains jailed, and his vice president, Dina Boluarte, has served as president since his removal. Subsequent protests included weeks of highway blockades that snarled important supply routes in the world's number two copper producer. Smoke rose in Khartoum on Wednesday after a strike hit buildings in the capital, one day ahead of a meeting in Cairo where Sudan's neighbors will gather to discuss ways to end the conflict. The raging conflict has driven more than 3 million people from their homes, including over 700,000 who have fled to neighboring countries, according to the United Nations on Wednesday. China's ambassador to the United Nations held a rare meeting at the Pentagon on Wednesday with top U.S. defense officials for Asia, according to the Pentagon, in talks that followed the U.S. criticism of Chinese reluctance to engage in military communications. A brief Pentagon statement said that Chinese Ambassador Xie Feng discussed defense relations and a range of international and regional security issues in talks with Eli Ratner, an assistant U.S. Secretary of Defense. A drug cartel set off a coordinated series of 7 roadway bombs in western Mexico that killed 4 police officers and 2 civilians.
Lo que sucedió es que fue una trampa para nuestros elementos.
Enrico Alfaro, the governor of Jalisco State, describes the violence as a trap for law enforcement personnel escorting volunteers to a supposed mass grave. Luis Mendez, the chief prosecutor of Jalisco State, says the blast late Tuesday in the township of Temucolo, were so powerful that it left craters on the road and destroyed at least 4 vehicles, wounding 14 other people. It appeared to be the first time that a Mexican cartel killed law enforcement personnel with improvised explosive devices or IEDs. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.